kernels of wheat together. Even though Mikra Din was saying now, when you take hot water and throw it over flour or wheat, it's mutter, but you shouldn't have two kernels of wheat together. Trei chita bad yadodi. Why? Dilma ozle chade v'yose v'tzira dechaverta. One wheat will get caught into the crack of the other wheat. V'loi solik lu dikula demayim. And the heat of the water won't get all around the four corners of the chitin, of the wheat. Miyaba ruchasa from all four sides of it. Because the part that the two wheats are touching together, that water won't get there. So it's not considered that part got boiled with hot water. Therefore, we're afraid we also the chimitz. We're afraid that later, when you take it out, it was never boiled, that part. So later, it'll become the chimitz. Therefore, you should never throw boiling hot water when you have two kernels of wheat there. But rather only do each one separately. Trashi trei chitim, garine chitim, two kernels of wheat. Elechad echad echitza, only one kernel by itself. Dil maasi chad viyase v'tziru dechavertim. Besedik shechaverta, one wheat will get stuck in the crack of the other wheat, and the water won't get to Trashi v'sichas amayim. Fred Gemara, that Gemara, v'yomer Abaye, Abaye says another chiddush. Lelichruch inish, trei shibulei behad yadodi. When you want to, like, roast two stalks of wheat, you shouldn't roast the two stalks together. Lelichuchin is trei shibola biyad adodi. Why not? Dilma nofik mayim mehai ubo idich. When you're roasting it, like, it gets so hot, the wetness of the wheat itself comes out. So, afraid maybe the wetness of one will come out and go into the other wheat and make it become chometz. Fred Gemara, if you're afraid of that, of the osad chometz. Omale Rava, Ihochi afilo chodanami. Of that, sure, even one stalk of wheat, you should not be allowed to roast by itself. Because we're afraid one stalk also, maybe the liquid would come out of the right side and go to the left side of it. Dilma nofek mehai resha, boli idik resha. El Omar Rava, the terrace says, me peris ninu. O me peris e machmitzin. We're not afraid when you're like roasting the wheat. Even though the juice, the wetness of the wheat comes out, and even if we go into the next wheat, so what? It's only May Paris, and that's the clown. May Paris are not Machmitzin. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough mem. Enough mem of Aleph. Yeah, again. This more was V'yomer Abaye, again, from the fourth line from the top. V'yomer Abaye, L'lichrech inish, Trei shibulei behadi yadodi. Person should not try like and cook or roast two pieces of wheat together. Trei shiboli, two stalks of wheat together in the oven. Badi adodi, why? Dilma nafki maya mahai, when you roast it in the oven, the wetness, the water of one wheat would come out. Ubole idach, and it'll go into the other stalk, and the other stalk will get this water, and it'll make it become chometz. V'yaslu dechimetz. Therefore, Abaye said you shouldn't roast two stalks of wheat together in the same oven. Omalei Rovas, Rov asked the Makasha, Ihochi, if you're afraid that the wetness of the wheat would come out and go into the other one, afilu chodanami, even one stalk by itself should be also like to roast in the oven. Valdilma nofik mehai resha, ubole idach resha. Maybe the wetness will go from one side of the wheat, from the top of the stalk, and go to the bottom part of the stalk. And we'll just be afraid the wetness will go into the wheat there and make it become chametz. So according to Abaye, why do you say only two you can't do together? Even one should be also. Elo Amar Rovus, Rovus says a Poshta Teretz. A Poshta reasoning why Avada Bosa Mutter. Because May Peres Ninu. What are you afraid? Maybe the liquid, the juice of the wheat will come out and go into the other one. Even if it does, it's only considered May Peres. It's the juice of the wheat itself that's coming out. So that is no Isser in the juice of the wheat itself. O May Peres Ein Machmitzes. We had machmitzim. We had the Gemara before. May Paris, if the only thing you put into the flour, or here the wheat itself, you're not putting water on it. It's only the juice that comes out of the pre itself. That does not make it become chometz. So Teis brought a raya from this Gemara here that it's mashma May Paris say machmitzim mashmitz mutatit. That's not chometz gomer and not chometz nukshin, nothing. Because there were some shittas before, like Rashi said and the Shit in Taisa said, that May Peres doesn't make a chometz just means it's not chometz gomer. There's no chi of chorus. But like a chometz nukshe alav, there would be. For this Gemara Tzmashma, no. Rather saying, what are you afraid that the juice, the liquid of the wheat itself would come out? That's only considered May Peres. This liquid, when it goes into the flour, here it goes into the wheat, does not make it become chometz. So mashma may peiris, the juice of fruits, does not make wheat become chametz at all. That's Rava's teretz. So Mora says now, v'hode bei Abaye behi. Abaye was also chayzer from what he said. The first Abaye wanted to say, you can't roast these two wheats, two stalks of wheat together, because you should be afraid the juice comes out from one and goes into the other. Abaye was chayzer. What's the raya? Because he holds, dechol agav midelayu le mechamtzi. Anytime the juice is like just running down the stalk, midlayu means it's running down like here. When you put the stalk in the oven, the heat makes it that the juice of it comes out and just drips down. Anytime the liquid is just dripping down off the wheat, it's not soaking in the wheat, it doesn't make it become chametz. The Yomer Abaye said like this, Hai chatzva diavishna. If you have this chatzva diavishna, Rashi says, kad, it's a type of a barrel, shemayavshin besoicha kloyis. You let the wheat dry out there, betaner. It's in the tanner, you have this like wetty, this soft stalks of wheat, and you want them to dry out in the oven. So he says, schifi shori. If the wheats are standing straight up, so then the juice just drips down, it's mutter, you don't have to be afraid of chametz. Mashenkein schifi yosser. But if it's not straight up, like Rashi says, schifi shori. In piv kof ulamati, if the hole is on the bottom, sheyiyu hamayim haneflotim in akoli, ayidei chayim or. Zovin v'yotzim echut shari. If the hole, that the liquid of the wheat, that when you roast it now, the roasting of the wheat makes the juice inside it come out. See, if the hole is on the bottom, that the juice just runs down and goes straight out, it's shari, it's mutter. Because since the juice is only running through it, it doesn't become chametz. Ma'ashen kein skifo zatrashi. She'il zoykev kedarkoi. If the stalks stay there sticking up straight, then it's osur. Shamayim niflotin. The juice comes out of the wheat, of a bechayzer of a nifloim, but again dissolves inside the wheat. Because why? It's, the hole is not on the bottom, the hole is like on top, so the water stays inside there, then it could become chametz. So see, Abaye holds any time the liquid is just running down off the wheat and going out, even though it's running down and hits the wheat, and that little bit does not become chametz. So therefore there would be no iser in roasting two pieces of stalks of wheat together. Even though the liquid would come off it, it just run off and go on the floor of the oven, which would be mutter. And Rava says no, according to Shita, Afilus kifa namishari. Even when you're roasting this wheat, it's in a glass, or it's in a card, in a pitcher like, that has its bottom, there's no hole, it's solid on the bottom, so the juice comes out of the wheat, it'll stay on the bottom a little bit, and like the wheat may soak a little bit in the juice, still it's mutter. Why? Because Rava holds, May peris ninu. His juice that's coming out of the wheat is only considered may peris, is only the juice coming out of the fruit, out of the wheat itself. Or may peris ainu machmitzis. It doesn't have to be a fruit. Anything that grows, may peris just means it's not pure water. It's a juice that comes out of something that's growing. That juice does not have a koyach to make the flour or to make the wheat become chametz. That's Rava Shita. Therefore, here there's no shaila of chametz. Tana Rabbanan. Ein loisesin sa'orim bepesach. When you have barley that you want to use for Pesach, you're not allowed to clean them off, soak them in water a little bit first. That's called loisesin. Loisesin means you want to clean off the barley in water, like soak them or clean them off, rub them off with water. It's also to do it. Because we're afraid when the water goes on the barley, maybe you go inside the barley and make it become chametz. V'yim loseis, let's say you did soak the barley in water, then nispaku asuris. If it started to crack open, burst open, in other words, so much water went into it that it made it burst open, then it's osur. Then we have to be afraid it became chametz. Lein nizbaku, but if it didn't burst open, the barley is still whole, there was no bursting in it, then mutaris. You don't have to be afraid it didn't become chametz. Trashi nizbaku, trashi machmas hanifuach, since it like blew up, she machmas hamayim, since the water went inside the barley and made it blow up and it burst, then asuris. Devadim meheris lachmitz. If the water got so much inside the barley that the barley burst open, that's, we have to be afraid it's going to come chametz pretty fast. So this is some brayser. Reb Yosi says no. Shorin b'chametz. You're allowed to soak it in chametz and vinegar. The chametz is samson. And you don't have to be afraid that the vinegar will make the barley burst, because even if it does burst, vinegar is so strong, it makes it like eats up the barley, that the barley can't become chametz anymore. That's called the chametz, the barley, the vinegar, tsoimtsum, like shivers it up. that now it can't become chometz. It stops it from becoming chometz. Trashi sharon b'chometz. Im royesh shenoyf chois, asharon b'chometz. Even better. Hey, so Yosef is giving you an eitzah. If you first soak the barley in water, and you saw that they started to blow up, so you're afraid maybe it'll become chometz, the eitzah is right away soak it in chometz, in vinegar. Vinegar is so strong that it like burns up the chimutz there, it doesn't become chometz. Like next Rashi. The chometz, it shivers it up. The einoy menichen lahachmitz. It does not let it become chometz anymore. So if you have this barley that starts to be blown up from the water, the eitzah is right away throw some vinegar into it. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, ain't halacha k'Reb Yosi. You can't be samech on Reb Yosi's kula. Once you see the barley starting to burst, it's osur. You can't put it into vinegar. Omar Reb Chizda, Omar Marukva, loy nizbaku mamish. He's saying a chumr now. Not this. The barley is not only osur when a mamish burst open. Elakol she'ilu menichon al pi chavis. Anytime you soak the barley in water and it started to blow up a little bit. Now this much blowing up, even though it didn't burst yet, if you would put this barley on top of a barrel of wine, she'ilu menichon al pi chavis, on a barrel, open barrel of wine, ve'nes bakos mileim, and the reyach, the smell of the wine, would go into the barley and make it burst open, that's called already a chash of chometz. So he's a chumrah. You don't have to say the barley mamash burst open already, even if it didn't burst open yet. But if it's enough or nefuach, enough blown up, that you put it on top of the barrel, then it would blow, burst open, that's also chash chometz. So Drashi, v'hein mespakas meleim, she'enim yecholes lama b'fnei reyach hayayim. Hey, so reyach, the smell of the wine is so strong, that would make the barley burst open, that's also chash of chometz. So he's being a machmir of Chizda. Even if it didn't burst, but if it's nothing that it could burst, it's also wasser. Shmuel lama Shmuel says no, nisbako mamish. It's only yosser when you were soaking the barley in water, if mamish it burst open. But kozman it didn't burst, there's no crack in the barley, it's still mutter. Tomorrow, Ovat Shmuel Uvdei Bedurei Devei Bar Choshu. He did a mice in this place, Rashi Bedurei Devei Choshu, the Kfar Shaloshish, in the valley, in this person, that nismaku mamish, he did like kishita. That even though the person soaked the barley in water, calls the man the barley did not mamish crack open, he was the matter and said you're allowed to use it. So drashi nismaku mamish, klemar, the ein asuras elen nismaku mamish, it's only us if the barley mamish cracked open. The oisai loimuvukois mamish hoyu vetirun. Since there, like that case, the barleys were not cracked open, therefore he was matter it. Omar Rabbah, but Rabbah says, you should know, Baal Nefesh, a person that wants to be machmir upon himself. Like Rashi says, Baal Nefesh means a chosid, or yirei shemayim, ha-chorad al-nafshay. He's very careful not to come to do any type of an iser. Is loyalsis. He should not soak his barley at all. For the Mara, my yirei Baal Nefesh, what he's saying, only a Baal Nefesh should do it, Masha, somebody wants to be machmir, afilu kuli al-minami. And nobody should be yalsis. Nobody should soak his barley in water. But that's the first b'risa also. The b'risa said, "Ain loisasin sarim pesach." You're not allowed to. It just says that if you did do it, then it depends. If it got blown up so much, just started to crack already, then it's osur. If it didn't get that far, it's not osur. But I call upon him, quote everybody, you're not allowed to do it. So why do you say only a baal nefesh? Anybody's not allowed to do it. Do atanya, "Ain loisasin sarim pesach." You're not allowed to soak, clean off, wash off your barley before Pesach. And the Gemara Hochikoma, this is what Rabbi meant to say. Baal Nefesh, if a person wants to be machmir upon himself, I'll tell you, afilu chitin, even wheat, the shariri, that's very smooth, is or strong, also layalsis, you should also not wash off. His barley is a little bit soft, so barley is also for everybody to wash it off. We're afraid the water will make it chometz. But wheat, that's much stronger, I would think it's mutter, kamashma, the Baal Nefesh should not do it. Trash Yochikoma, afilu chiti shen koshin, they're very hard, misur, they're harder than barley. V'yemim mayrim lahachmas, they don't become chomet so fast. Is baal nefesh layalsis, that's his chiddish. A baal nefesh, a person that's machmir, a yirei shemayim, still should not do it. Avo delav baal nefesh, somebody that's not so machmir, deloy machmir al nafshe kulihai, he's mutter. His device only means barley is awesome. But wheat, that's much harder, that could be mutter. Right, obey rova bar avin. So tomorrow, obey. Before then, no, I skip some. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Man that sayis leli Abba, whoever listens to Abba." So Rashi says that means Rabba. Hokikar leb loshin rabonis. Whoever listens to Rabba that says what that a Baal Nefesh should not be Yalsis is Ocho Nahamad Yifusha. His matzah has to be like dirty matzah, like black flour. Because if you don't wash off the wheat beforehand, the wheat is going to be dirty. And when you make flour out of it, it has to be dirty flour also. Shrashi mandat at the Abba, Yochol Lechem Yifusha, Kleimar, Loitei Sosa Nikia. His flour can't be nice and clean. Because the only way you can have nice, clean flour is first you take the barley or the wheat and wash it off first. But if you can tell me, according to Rambam, that a Baal Nefesh should not even wash off his wheat, so he'll have dirty flour. So tomorrow, why? Yeah. So the question of Nachman meant to say that it's mutter. He meant to say don't have to be machmir like Rabbi says, but no, you're allowed to eat clean flour. And he brings a raya. In Rav Huna's house, they used to wash off the wheat beforehand. Obey Rava Bar Avin Losasi. In Bei Rava Bar Avin's house, also they used to wash off the wheat first. The Rava says no. Also Lilsis. Rava's no. You're not allowed to wash off the wheat. He was also machmir like Rabba. You should not wash off a sirim for sure not. And vice even barley was machmir. So the Mori Elohod de Tanya. That we learned. Ain loisesin sirim a Pesach. Before the Bryce before said you're not allowed to clean off, wash off your barley for Pesach. It's a diak sirim hu deloy. Mashmoni barley you can't wash off. Hachiti shari, but mashma clearly that chitim the wheat is mutter. So how could Rava say he also mashmi held even wheat is also? And the more Rava learned shan the Bryce, so loy mi boy koma. The Bryce meant to say like this. Not only this, but even this. Lay me boy, not only. Lay me boy chitim, not only is chitim also to wash off wine. Kivan the ispeitiri. It's like a true. Before we said a smara chitim wheat is a little bit harder. It's harder than barley, but it has another chsaron wheat. Wheat has a crack in it. Wheat is not smooth. So chitim for sure you can't wash off beforehand. Since it has tiri, it has a crack in it. The wheat is ayah b'humayah. We're afraid the water will go into the wheat and make it become chametz. Avu sari mashenkein barley. The shia barley is much more smoother. It doesn't have the crack in the middle. It doesn't have the crack. Is aim a shapadami. I would think maybe barley is mutter kamash blun. That's why the Bryce has to say you should know even barley, even this, you should not clean off, wash off before to use before Pesach. Mashenkein chitim wheat. Rava learns pshit the wheat is also. Marahodu amar Rava. Then Rava was chayzer. Rava said no. Muta lilsis. Rava brought a riot to say no, it's muta, you are allowed to wash off your wheat before you use them for Pesach. The Sanya, what's his riot? We learned like this as a Mishnah before. Yoitzim, the Sanya learned the Bryce before. Yoitzim, the pastikia. You could use matzah. By Pesach, it doesn't have to be dirty matzah. It could be nice, clean flour. The pastikia. Vihadora, beautiful matzah. You're allowed to use this. Don't think Lechem Oni says you have to use like very poor looking bread. Matzah, no, you could use nice and clean bread matzah. Now, Vievsha Nikiyo, Pulele Sisa. How is it possible to have a nice clean matzah? How could the flour be nice and clean? Elamaya, had to be that you washed off the barley or wheat beforehand. So Rava brought a raya, you see clearly you are allowed to wash off your wheat before you use it. Trashi Vihadora, Yikibu, yeah. So the Rava was chayz to say you are allowed to wash off the wheat beforehand. Eisve Rav Pop and Rava. So Rav Pop asked the kasha to Rava. If that's going to be your whole raya, I'll tell you no. It's possible to have nice clean flour even if you didn't wash off the wheat beforehand. I'll bring your raya. It's a look like this. Hakamachim, that's the flour. Vihasiltoi, silt is very fine flour. Kamachim could be coarse flour, and siltos means very fine flour. Shel Nochim, that's your border from a goy. Shel Kfor, if they lived in the valley. Tohirim. You should know that tor. You don't have to be afraid any water got on it. So therefore, it wasn't huchshel kabel tumah. It's tor. For shel krochim, if you buy it from a goy that lives in a big city, then you have to say tumayim. You have to be afraid maybe this flour is tumah. What's the reason why? The kfar my timer. Why do we say if you buy the wheat from somebody, a goy living in the valley, is it tor? Lav mishum the loyle losasi. Because the pshat was in the kfarim, they don't wash off their wheat before they use it. So since they didn't wash it off, because Nemon, the wheat never had water that went on it. So this wheat is not Hokshla Kabotumma. So even if that Tumma or Sheretz touched it, but Kozaman water did not go on the Eichel first, the Eichel cannot be Makabotumma. So this wheat by the Kvarim, they don't wash it off first. That's why it's torn. Yeah. Mishum the Loilosi. And still, the Bryce says clearly, the Korolei Silas. It says clearly, Seilis means nice, pure, clean, fine flour. That's what Seilis is. So you see, even though in the Kfarim, that it's Tor, and why is it Tor? You're telling me now because they didn't clean it beforehand. Still, you see, it could be called Seilis, a clean flour. So you see, it's possible to have nice, clean flour, even though you did not wash it off beforehand. So what's Rav's Raya? It's mutter to be losses because it says you have clean flour. And the Gemara, I'll tell you, maybe no, here's no Raya. Tirgumak akimcha. That that we say that it's tor only means kemach. That's the coarse flour. True, that wasn't cleaned out, washed off beforehand. But maybe seilis, that clean flour, is taketomei. So it wouldn't be a upshlon. Of a boss of the nofek, after when he went out, so then Omar, he said to himself, so Rashi learns, Both of the Nafid Rav and Bei Midrashim. When Rav went out of the Bei Midrashim, is Omar Rav Papa. Rav Papa like said to himself, Nitzayim Biyatz, Rav Papa felt a little bit dead. Madu lai niskarti lahoshav lai mihod yom Rav Yirmiyam. And Rav Papa felt bad. How come he didn't ask this kasha back to Rav? Because he had another kasha on Rav. So Mar says, Both of the Nafid, after Rav left the Beis HaMedrash, Omar Rav Papa said, he felt bad. My time lai yom lai mihod. How come I didn't ask Rav a kasha from here? The Yom Rav Zay, Yom Rav Yirmiyam, Omar Shmuel. Chitin shalmonachis, the wheat that you used to use to make a mincha from, is ein loisesin oisam. You're not allowed to wash them off before you use it. Because most monachis also were not allowed to be chametz. They've not got to be like matzah. So you can't wash them off before and they shouldn't be soaking in water. They'll be achshash me'er became with the chametz. So all the monachis were not allowed to be washed off beforehand. And still, we know by the Mishnah monachis, the simple kakar lay seilis. His dalach of Torah says, use seilis for mincha. You see, clearly it could be called clean flour, even though it wasn't washed off. So like I said, you should ask this kasha to Rava. Like you have no right, you could wash it off from the fact it's clean, even it could be clean even if you didn't wash it off. Then later Rava said another halacha. He was chayish to say even stronger. Now Rava comes out with a chiddush, mitzvah lilsois. Not only is it, first he said it was asa. Then he says you're allowed to. And now he comes on, you should know the wheat that you use for Pesach, to use for the matzah, you badafka have to wash them, soak them in water beforehand. What's Rava's raya? Shenema, the Torah says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. When you make matzah, you have to watch the matzah. We dashin, the Ushmartem es hamatzos means there's a mitzvah shmira. That b'shash you're making the matzah, you have to watch it l'shmo, it should not come with the chimetz.
So tomorrow now, Eloi de Boyle Sisi, if you're going to tell me that the wheat does not have to be washed off first, Shimalamai,
why does the Torah say you have to watch the matzis? Watch them carefully. It does not become chometz. What do you have to watch them from? Vishleim, if you're going to tell me now you have to first soak it and clean them off. So as soon as you just put the wheat into water, you have to watch the wheat carefully right away to grind it up first, make matzah out of it first, it should not come with the chimetz. But if you're going to tell me you don't have to wash them off beforehand, what's the mitzvah shimmer then? For the Gemara, so now shimmer lamai, what do you have to watch it from? Ish shimmer the lisha, posh you tell me, no, not like rova. You know what you have to, when you have to watch your matzah? You have to watch it from a shas lisha. B'shas you put the water into the flour and you make the dough, then you have to watch it carefully, it shouldn't come with the chimetz. And the Gemara, no. Rova holds shimmer the lisha lav shimmeru. Just only watching it from the shas you made it into a dough, that alone is not enough. I'll bring you Raya. The Yomer Rav Huna said like this, Vitzeka Shalochim, if somebody wants to buy a dough off a guy, on Pesach, Erev Pesach, you want to buy a dough of wheat and water already, a dough, you want to buy it off a guy, is Vitzeka Shalochim, is Oda Mimala Kresa Mehen. You should know you're allowed to buy it off a guy, and you're allowed to make your matzahs from it, and you can fill yourself up with it on Pesach. But the mitzvah matzah that you want to use to bemkayim the mitzvah's essay of eating matzah, which was man of the Korban Pesach, was eaten b'achrein at the end of the meal, so the matzah eat at the end, and that has to be done, that k'zayis matzah. You have to eat a k'zayis matzah achrein of different matzah. That matzah has to be made mamish l'shmo. So medayik in b'achrein in, b'rishrein aloi. You can only eat it at the end,
Here, like Rashi says, Sheyoichol kazayis matzah b'achron, a second big line. The b'hol loy nofig yedei choyves matzah. This matzah that you're eating from the dough that you bought from a goy, you're not yoytze mitzvah matzah. Mishum lehevel leishimol l'shei matzah. Because the goy did not watch the dough to make it l'shimol l'shei mitzvah matzah. V'yafal pi shonu royin. Aye, how do we buy it all together? Let's be afraid it's chometz. So Rashi, no, we could look at the dough. V'yafal pi shonu royin shein kan chometz. By looking at this dough, he could tell clearly there's no signs of chometz on this dough yet. Like Rashi before said, you see there's no cracks in the dough, it's not even pale yet, the top of the dough. That's why it was a freshly made dough, that's not chometz yet. So you're allowed to buy that dough off a goy and first make matzah out of it. Abemiyu, la matzah shel mitzvah, but the matzah you want to use for the Pesach of a night, the yotzah of the mitzvah, shimo l'shmor binim. It has to be matzah that has a shmirah, was watched, with a kavon of l'shmor. You're doing a l'shem mitzvah matzah. And a goy doesn't do a l'shem mitzvah matzah. So therefore, even if you want to eat the goy's matzahs, the goy's dough, and you make matzah out of it, you can fill yourself up with it, but the last matzah you eat has to be different matzah that was made l'shem mitzvah matzah. The Rashi is b'achroina. He mitzvah achiloso. Shema Pesach. The mitzvah really is to eat the matzah at the end of the meal with the korban Pesach. He choyvas achilos, dechsev, kroa matzah from roirum yachluhu. O Pesach, nechal ala soivam. The ikar adim, when we had a korban Pesach, we used to eat the matzah with the korban Pesach together. Now, at what time of the meal do you eat the Pesach itself, the korban Pesach? At the end of the meal. Because there we dash and you have to eat it l'soivam. You have to eat it when you're ready filled. Not filled up l'gamrin, but you don't eat the korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal. Because that's not called achila chashuvam. When you're hungry, you eat anything. It's after you ate a little bit, you're a little satisfied, now you go to eat the good things. So korban Pesach was necha when you're a little bit satisfied already. So at the end of the matzah, to be ate for the mitzvah, is also eaten at the end. So the kitzur says here, if you have this dough you bought from a goy, you're allowed to make matzah out of it, and you're allowed to eat it, but not to be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. To be yotzei the mitzvah matzah, you have to have other matzah. Now the shaila is, why not? Why can't it be yotzei with this dough you bought from a goy? It's vadei not chometz. You looked, you could tell the dough has no signs of chometz yet. So why can't it be yotzei? In fact, the Gemara, because this matzah was not made lishmo. For the Gemara, why not? You're buying it dough. It's only dough. So what do you have to do with dough? You still have to knead it or roll it out, and you have to bake it. So b'shas baking it, let us do that lishmo. Why can't that be called the shmir lishmo? Elolaf mi'a avaraya shmamina shimo mi'korabinan. Not enough to have a shmirah just from the baking of it, but it had to be washed even before the baking. So Rashi says the Havamina is now, it has to be washed even before Lisham. Even before you start to make the dough, you have to watch it. How do you watch it before you make it into dough? That means if you wash off the wheat, it's very good. Because at the time you wash off the wheat in water, water goes into the wheat. You have to at that point start watching it that the wheat does not become chametz. So that's Rav's Rayam that the Torah says to watch the matzah. And watching it has to mean before Afi, before Lishon. When is that? It has to be Bishas L'sisa. Mashmo, you are supposed to wash off the wheat first in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, to watch it carefully, not to become chametz. For the Gemara, what's the Rayam? Mimai. Dil Mashani Yosim, the Bidna, the Nochas, the Shimmer, Lo Yavad Lo Shimmer. What's the Rayam? Maybe Shimmer only starts from Bishas Lishon. B'shas Lisha means B'shas, you put the water into the dough, you start to make the dough, that's when you're supposed to watch it. Here, when you bought it by the goy, when did you buy it? You bought it when it was already a dough already. The goy poured the water into the dough. So at the beginning, when the water was put into the dough, it wasn't washed l'shem mitzvah matzah. That's why it's not yotzei. Aval heicha debidna denochas l'shimmer, ovid l'shimmer, hochi nami deshimmer, delisha evi shimmer. Maybe no, but maybe if a Jew, the Moshul, when you have your wheat, the wheat itself, you don't have to watch at all. There's no mitzvah shmirah. When does the mitzvah shmatim as the matzahs first start? When you first start to make the matzah. What's called starting to make a matzah? The lisha. B'shas you put the water into the dough, now it's considered you have the beginning of a matzah. Now there's a mitzvah, watch this dough, it does not become chametz. So maybe that's alone is enough, to watch it from the beginning of lisha. So when you bought the dough from a goy, it's no good, because you bought it, you didn't watch it at the beginning of Elisha. The goy poured the water into the flour. That's why it's no good. But when we make our own matzah, maybe it's enough just to watch the dough from the time it becomes the water into the flour. But avada, before that, when you have the pure wheat, Avada, there's no mitzvah badafka to rub it off in water to say you have to start washing it from then. So Rava has no raya. And Alocha, Avada, there's no mitzvah to wash off the wheat beforehand. Avada, the Ika mitzvah shmir is like the Gemara says here. The Ika mitzvah midiraisa shmata mesamatzah is to watch it from b'shas lisha. B'shas you pour the cold water into the flour, that's supposed to be done the shein mitzvah smatzah, and excited that when the ladies are baking and rolling it out, it's always done the shein mitzvah smatzah. That's the mitzvah shmirah. But before lisha, it's not called a matzah yet, then there's no din b'davka to wash off the wheat to say you have to start washing it from then. So the chur is the kasha, like Rava doesn't have a right to what he's saying. Weiter. So Gemara says though, V'afilu hochi, even though we slugged up Rava's raya, lo yhode be Rava. Rava wasn't choizer. So Rava still did like he said. So what did he do? The yomelu lahani de mahavchi kipim, Rava told when he went down to even cut down the wheat, to make the matzahs out of, he told the people that were turning over the wheat, ki mavchisu hafichu l'shum mitzvah. When you turn over the wheat, when used to make the bundles of wheat, when they cut down the wheat, he told them even bundle up the wheat l'shem mitzvah matzah. His rabbi was machmet told as an inyan of shmirah, not only b'shashi making the matzah, but even b'shas ksira, even b'shashi cutting down the wheat, also as an inyan to watch it l'shem mitzvah matzah. And writing more is another ma'isa, ma b'red Ravina, ma the son of Ravina. His mother also set aside special wheat for him to use.